Hachette Audio presents The One That Got Away, a novel written by Lee Himes, read by Kristen Kelbley. For Shelby. Prologue. Fuck you, Mark Jacobs. Those were the words running through my mind right before I fell backward and flipped over the side of the Nordstrom escalator. It was 10 o'clock on a Saturday morning. The store was already filled with shoppers succumbing to the addictive, wallet-emptying lure of new leather and $100 face cream. I should know. I had fallen for this store's siren song, too, and was paying the price. Before I fell, I was gliding up the escalator, cursing and mad, bracing myself to go head-to-head with customer service. My plan was simple. To beg. They just had to take back the glossy red leather purse, even though I had carried it for a few days, and even though my 5-year-old daughter had recently decorated one side with a deep scratch, an accidental maiming from a chopstick turned lightsaber. My hope was that whoever was manning customer service today had terrible eyesight, or a forgiving heart, or both. As I made my way up the escalator, I balanced the glossy silver box up and away from my rain-spattered coat and dripping umbrella, careful not to inflict any more damage. In my other hand, I held a coffee. Its steaming liquid sloshed onto my fingers, my sleeve, and the slow-moving metal below my feet. I was steaming inside, too. Having just run into two friends from high school, their not-so-thinly-veiled insults embarrassing me more than the current state of my hair. "Don't you look so cozy?" cooed one as they took in my outfit, then exchanged glances under perfectly blown-out bangs. "I wish I could wear something like that, but I have to be careful in case I run into one of Bill's clients," said Betsy, looking crisp and confident in her mainline mom uniform, designer jeans, fur-lined boots, and puffer coat. "I guess not all of us can be sweatpant moms," sniped Ellen as she brushed an invisible piece of fuzz off her Pilates-toned stomach. I was so caught off guard, I just stood there, wishing I could sink into the gleaming marble floor. I couldn't even think up a lie and found myself admitting to returning a purse that was too expensive. They smiled their close-lipped smiles of pity before rushing off to the shoe department. Betsy Claiborne was the daughter of a single-
Sample complete. Ready to continue?